Joe Weinberg's perjury trial finally commenced in the autumn of 1952, and almost immediately Oppenheimer was given notice by the government that he might be called as a witness. Herb Marx again diligently lobbied the Justice Department to keep Oppenheimer's name off the witness list. Among other things, he persuaded the AEC chairman, Gordon Dean, to write President Truman, urging him to order the Justice Department to exclude Crouch's charges from the trial proceedings. "It will be Oppenheimer's word against Crouch's word," Dean wrote the president. "Whatever the outcome of the Weinberg case, Dr. Oppenheimer's good name will be greatly impaired and much of his value to the country will be destroyed." Truman replied the very next day, "I am very much interested in the Weinberg-Oppenheimer connection. I feel as you do that Oppenheimer is an honest man. In this day of character assassination and unjustified smear tactics, it seems that good men are made to suffer unnecessarily." Truman, however, gave no indication of what he would do.